The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's get Harley in the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Wouldn't this be something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be big. If he were to win in Ohio and in Florida, he would all but have it wrapped up. He won't have the actual numbers, but it won't be far from it. And, you know, John Kasich has already said he would leave the race if he loses in his home state of Ohio. It'll be hard for, you know, for Marco Rubio to stay, and that would leave it into make it a two-man race, which both Trump and Ted Cruz say they'd like to see. So that's a big part of it.
So that's Tuesday's Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. Biggest prizes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Ohio and Florida are winner-take-all, and they're also pivotal states. So you got to win those two if you're going to win the presidency, no matter what. So he needs to show, whoever wins it, needs to show the strength in those states.
And what are you saying?
I'm saying that I don't know that Trump will win in Ohio, but he'll win in Florida.
Right.
And he might win in Ohio. It's going to be a race there. But it's I think he'll win in Florida easily. And it's going to be hard for Rubio to stay in after that.
Mm. Okay, what about the drunk on the snowmobile?
Well, in Alaska, police say this guy named Arnold Demoski was drunk. They think he drove his snowmobile into two of the dog teams in the Iditarod race.
Mm.
He's 26 years old. He's in jail. Suspicion of assault, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, 6 counts of criminal mischief. One of Jeff King's dogs was killed. 2 others as well were injured, and one of Ali Zirkel's dogs were injured.
Yeah.
This is not good. Demoski's defense is he was too drunk to remember what he did.
Oh, bad luck. What have you done?
Bad
luck. Just disgraceful stuff. The carjacker, though, this is just being dumb.
Yeah, really dumb. Denver, police say a woman hopped in a cab, told him, take me to the 7-Eleven store, convenience store. Then she pulled a knife, forced him out of the taxi, and stole it. So police went to the 7-Eleven, found her there, and arrested her.
Harley, it's Monday. That's a Friday story.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There he is, giving us a laugh on Monday. Well done. A dumb carjacker. A woman, too. A woman. That's Harley in the United States of America.